Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, where the Bible says this: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. That's from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And what we see in that passage of Scripture is that it teaches us that God is the God of all comfort. As a matter of fact, if you noticed in verse 3 and verse 4, the word comfort is mentioned 5 times. I've often said that if something is mentioned once in the Word of God, it's very significant because it's there by the inspiration of God. But when something is mentioned 5 times, that should get our attention. Notice again what it says in verses 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Yes, it is true that God is the God of all comfort. And when God comforts us, and certainly He does that consistently as we go through the trials and the tribulations of life, when He comforts us, then we should use that same comfort that He has given to us to encourage others as well. When we see somebody else who is in need, then let's reflect back upon how God comforted us, and with that same comfort, reach out to others that we might support them and encourage them in their time of trouble and tribulation as well. But the fact of the matter is, God is the God of all comfort. How does He comfort us? Well, at least in 3 ways. Number 1, through His Word. You know, there have been many times when I've been going through a particular trial or problem, and just by reading the Word of God, He brought a passage of Scripture to my mind that brought the greatest comfort. Then, of course, we know that He comforts us by the Holy Spirit, because we realize as we read through the Gospel of John that the Holy Spirit really is God's comforter, the one who comes alongside of us to help us in the time of need. And then thirdly, God comforts us through the encouragement of others. So many times as I've been going through the difficulties of life, somebody has come to me and put their arm around me or gave me a word of encouragement or prayed with me or whatever the case, and through them I was comforted. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what we face as Christians, God is there through His Word, through His Holy Spirit, and through His children to comfort us in the time of need. And when we are comforted of God, we should give Him the praise for it, but also be willing to comfort others who are going through a difficult time as well. Thank God that He is the God of all comfort. And Father, we do give You the praise for being the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Thank You for the way that You've comforted us in the past and are doing so in the present and will do so in the future. And we'll give You the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.